The Tragedy of Julius Caesar by William Shakespeare. Act 5, Scene 3. Another part of the field. An alarm sounds. Enter Cassius and Titinius.
Oh, look, Titinius, look! The villains fly! Myself have to mine own turned enemy. This ensign here of mine was turning back. I slew the coward and did take it from him.
Oh, Cassius, Brutus gave the word too early. Who, having some advantage on Octavius, took it too eagerly, his soldiers fell to spoil, whilst we by Antony are all enclosed.
Pindarus enters.
Fly further off, my lord! Fly further off! Mark Antony is in your tent, my lord! Fly, therefore, noble Cassius, fly far off!
This hill is far enough. Look, look, Titinius, are those my tents where I perceive the fire?
They are, my lord.
Titinius, if thou lovest me, mount thou my horse, and hide thy spurs in him, till he have brought thee up to yonder troops, and here again, that I may rest assured whether yonder troops are friend or enemy.
I will be here again, even with a thought.
Titinius exits.
Go, Pindarus, get higher on that hill. My sight was ever thick. Regard Titinius, and tell me what thou noticed about the field.
Pindarus goes up the hill.
This day I breathed first. Time has come round, and where I did begin, there shall I end. My life is run his compass. Sirrah, what news?
From above.
Oh, my lord!
What news?
From above.
Titinius is enclosed round about with horsemen that make to him on the spur. Yet he spurs on. Now they are almost on him. Now Titinius. Now some light. Oh, he lights too. He's taken.
There was a shout.
And hawk, they shout for joy. Come down, behold no more, O coward that I am, to live so long, to see my best friend taken before my face.
Pindarus descends from above.
Come hither, sir. In Parthia did I take thee prisoner, and then I swore thee, saving of thy life, that whatsoever I did bid thee do, thou shouldst attempt it. Come now, keep thine oath. Now be a freeman, and with this good sword that ran through Caesar's bowels, search this bosom. Stand not to answer. Here take thou the hilt, and when my face is covered as 'tis now, guide thou the sword. Caesar, thou art revenged, even with the sword that killed thee.
Cassius dies.
So I am free, yet would not so have been, durst I have done my will. O Cassius, far from this country Pindarus shall run, where never Roman shall take note of him.
Pindarus exits. Titinius, with Messala, re-enters.
It is but change, Titinius, for Octavius is overthrown by noble Brutus's power, as Cassius' legions are by Antony.
These tidings would well comfort Cassius.
Where did you leave him?
All disconsolate, with Pindarus his bondsman on this hill.
Is not that he that lies upon the ground?
He lies not like the living, oh, my heart!
Is not that he?
No.
This was he, Messala. But Cassius is no more.
O setting sun, as in thy red rays thou dost sink to-night, so in his red blood Cassius's day is set. The sun of Rome is set. Our day is gone. Clouds, dews, and dangers come. Our deeds are done. Mistrust of my success hath done this deed.
Mistrust of good success hath done this deed?
O hateful error, melancholy's child! Why dost thou show to the apt thoughts of men the things that are not, O error, soon conceived? Thou never comest unto a happy birth, but killst the mother that engendered thee.
What?
Pindarus. Where art thou, Pindarus?
Seek him, Titinius, whilst I go to meet the noble Brutus, thrusting this report into his ears. I may say thrusting it. For piercing steel and darts envenomed shall be as welcome to the ears of Brutus as tidings of this sight.
Hie you, Messala, and I will seek for Pindarus the while.
Messala exits.
Why didst thou send me forth, brave Cassius? Did I not meet thy friends? And did not they put on my brows this wreath of victory, and bid me give it thee? Didst thou not hear their shouts?
Alas, thou hast misconstrued everything, but hold thee, take this garland on thy brow. Thy Brutus bid me give it thee, and I will do his bidding. Brutus, come apace, and see how I regarded Caius Cassius. By your leave, gods, this is the Roman's part. Come, Cassius's sword, and fight Titinius's heart.
Titinius dies. An alarm sounds. Re-enter Messala with Brutus, young Cato, Strato, Voluminius, and Lucilius.
Where, Messala, doth his body lie? Lo, yonder, and Titinius mourning it. Titinius faces upward. He is slain. O Julius Caesar, thou art mighty yet. Thy spirit walks abroad and turns our swords in our own proper entrails.
There are low alarms.
Brave Titinius, look whether he have not crowned dead Cassius. Are yet two Romans living such as these? The last of all the Romans, fare thee well. It is impossible that ever Rome should breed thy fellow. Friends, I owe more tears to this dead man than you shall see me pay. I shall find time, Cassius. I shall find time. Come, therefore, and to Thasos send his body. His funerals shall not be in our camp, lest it discomfort us. Lucilius, come. And come, young Cato, let us to the field. Labio and Flavius, set our battles on. 'Tis 3 o'clock, and Romans, yet ere night, we shall try fortune in a second fight.
They exit. The end of Act 5, Scene 3 of The Tragedy of Julius Caesar. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.